So shgun is basically the first Arabic word that I learned from Amin back in 2015, and it means what?
What? Why what?
It's kind of like the first impression that we get when people hear our music and when they knew what we were doing.
That's German musician Torben Diekmann talking about his friend Amin Khayr from Syria. Together, they make up Shgun, a two-man band that is taking everything we think we know about German music and Arabic music, combining the two, and then flipping it on its head. Shgun's latest album, Farak, has this German techno vibe, which I love. But it also maintains a really strong Arabic folkloric color, whether it's the melodies or the lyrics. I asked Torben and Amin how they came up with this unique fusion.
After a hangover night with the...
I want to hear the story. Probably. I want to hear the hangover story.
I mean, there was a few friends who did like a funding event for people who got like in trouble with law because of like helping refugees coming and stuff like this. So they asked me if I could imagine doing some music there. And the day before the event, I basically asked Amin, like, you want to join? So we had like 24 hours before the party where we just like wrote our first songs and tried our first things. And we literally didn't really know what we were doing. And I remember when we went to the venue, we literally didn't even know how to do proper sound check. And Amin was hiding behind a palm tree inside the venue, so nobody could see him.
I was afraid because the first place I did it, like after singing in the bathroom, it was this place, and it was really nice.
How did you two first meet?
I was living back then in a shared flat with 8 other people. It was the time when a lot of migrants came to Europe, so we were like all kind of volunteering in different organizations to try to help. And there was one of our flatmates who was helping in an institution that collected like everything that people could need. And he was always leaving the house super early, came back super late. And at a certain point, I figured out he's bringing someone with him to sleep over. But we never saw that person. It was a ghost. So one day I don't remember, was it in the morning or in the evening?
In the evening.
I stayed up, so I catch this person, and that was Amin.
Amin, so you had just gotten to Torben's shared flat, but you had come from a long way off. You had started from Deir Ezzor, your hometown in Syria, and then gotten all the way to Hamburg in Germany.
There was some stops in between. I was not living in Deir Ezzor. I was studying in Latakia for a long time. I stayed there and I had some issues with the government and I was in jail because I was doing demonstrations with my friends.
Oh, wow.
And after that, I decided to go out and leave and continue my studies in Turkey. And it didn't work out. And I stayed for a little bit in Turkey, and from Turkey, I decided to go to Europe.
Most of us have never gone through an experience like that. Do you mind sharing what that process, that journey was like?
We went from Turkey to Greece with a boat. And it was a rubber boat. We were about 40 people in the boat. And then from this island in Greece, we moved to Athens. And from Athens, we went with cars to the borders of Macedonia. And it's like some places we walked, some places we took cars. It's a hard experience, but if you are in a big group, you're going to go through it. We were in groups and we were collecting each other as groups. You have to stay as a group.
And why Germany? How did you end up there?
I didn't want to stay in Germany, to be honest. I wanted to go to Sweden. But when I arrived in Hamburg, I saw the harbor and I studied marine engineering. I fell in love with the place. It was just nice.
I've noticed with Farak, your new album, you both are leaning more towards original songwriting rather than the first couple of albums where you were singing Arabic folk songs over beats. Why this transition?
We develop, you know, with time we develop. And we learned, and it's part of learning to develop and not stay just singing cover songs. So we don't labelize Shkoon as a cover song band.
You've called your new album Firak, which I've read somewhere means separation. How did that name come about? Was it related to this journey that you've just described?
Yeah, of course, it's part of it. And last year I lost a close member of my family, and it was 2 days before recording the live set.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, and that was also a big part of naming the track as Firak.
Back then, the time when we recorded, it was just like, was such an intense time, and so hard to see what was happening to Amin, especially when you can't be close to somebody.
The title track, Firak, is beautiful. It's mostly instrumental, but then you hear Amin come in singing. Can you explain what some of those lyrics are that you're singing, Amin, and what they mean to you?
Well, to be honest, the lyrics that I wanted to sing, I forgot them at that day. And I started to just improvise. Saying Wayli, it's a way of expression, a pain or something like this. And then I say, or my father, something like this. Like, I don't say a lot of words inside it.
We planned the recording before the incident with Amin's family member happened. And then, like, 2 days before, everything went out of what we could have imagined. So we didn't know if we should do the recording, if we shouldn't. And Amin said, no, I need it. I want to do this. So we were, like, just adapting to what was happening. And somehow, like, the song just, like, emerged on stage while we were playing there. And that's somehow the beauty of it.
That's Torben Diekmann and Amin Khayer from the band Shkoon. Their latest album is called Firak.